Well, I think grants are stupid. Why wouldn't you take equity in everything?
So why don't they?
I don't know. I'll tell you one thing, that there does seem often to be a... It's getting back to risk again. If you start a company, and I've done this quite a few times in Wales, and we've had participation from Welsh Government, you ask if someone would like to sit on the board. Now, I'd have thought that would have been a really virtuous thing for a civil servant to do, to join a board, to experience the difficulties and the challenges and the joys of building a company. But there's always this pushback of, well, it's what if it goes wrong? Got a great report. Terry sent it to me yesterday. It shows in Silicon Valley, they had, either through startups or move-ins, 3,000 new companies last year. 2,500 of them failed. We don't hear that, do we? But the 500 that succeed is a critical mass to create wealth that we could only imagine. So that meant a good number of people had to, but see, failure there is different. I mean, Henry's American, he would he perhaps put some light on this, but it's considered, it doesn't bar you from ever doing anything ever again, whereas a bankruptcy here is a stigma that would hang around like a stink.
Can I just ask you on the equity grant part, because your experience of having...
Yeah, well, we took a grant, and that is what lured us to South Wales, and I'm quite glad they didn't actually put a minister on our board. sorry, not a huge favour of that one.
Would you have taken equity? Would you have given equity,
though? I doubt it. I think equity would have been a step too far. The grant was nice to have and did get us here, but we were ready to go somewhere else without a grant, and we would have probably continued down that path.
Can I ask a question? Are you glad you came here?
Oh, yes, very glad we came here. Yeah. It's...
I've got a revolver under the table.
once we get people here, and it is a challenge to get certain positions filled, they stay. And it's very good.
Henry, is your experience the same as ours? Loyal workforce?
Very.
Whenever we've done something here, when I did Ubiquity, 10 years we lost 2 members of staff. Just extraordinary hard work ethic with a bit of leadership and, you know, loyal to the nth. And unfortunately, they had a good outcome. You know, they all walked away with having their mortgages paid off, and it was really good. But there's a lot of good things here. But it's easy to get sort of negative and down, and, you know, we just need to pick ourselves up and start being positive.